This dissertation is for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Physics. The word philosophy is defined as the study of the fundamental nature of knowledge, reality, and existence, especially when considered as an academic discipline. So, reality is an element in that statement, because it is defined as the world, or the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or notional idea of them. So this is my goal. And what I am asking you as the listener to do is to be open to a different way of thinking for most people. It is called thinking like a wizard. But wizards are considered as mythical beings to some people, whereas people like Nikola Tesla was known as the last wizard, and Sir Isaac Newton was known as the last magician, which the word magician means wizard. So maybe it might be a combination of being an Ashkenazic Aspie with a high IQ who studies science as if it's the only thing important in their life. So I'll talk about it more, just to make sure we are talking about the same thing. So you might have to go out of your mind to get back in, which is called thinking outside the box. So you will need to forget about all the science you know except that of Sir Isaac Newton, Benjamin Franklin, Nikola Tesla, and the others I call wizards, because like them, I also have a spectrum of autism that used to be referred to as Asperger's syndrome, but is now called high functioning. So like I said in the acknowledgments, there are many people throughout time that have also had this condition, and they always try to explain the way they think to many people. But for the most part, most people never fully understand them because they cannot learn to think differently. So I guess I'm functioning high, whatever that means. To me, it means that in the range of autism, you are functioning on the high end of that scale. But the word high also means to use a drug to elevate your perception of reality. And the autistic brain is wired different from the neurotypical, or NT, brain. And most of the features of thinking like an Aspie are things that NTs or normal people do, only most of them only think like that when they are doing drugs. So it's all reality that changes. So the word really is just reality with it added. Because words are spells, and how you spell or cast them is the way you really view reality, and it's just describing how that is done, because Aspies take words literally, so adding it to really literally makes the spell of reality. So when most people say the word really after I explain something to them, I take it as if they are referring to reality. So it means, did it happen in reality? So we remove one L, which is always a lie. It's double talk. And add it to that statement, where it is just the subject of what you are talking about. But to most neurotypicals, it will mean that we see things differently because we think differently. But in reality, it's just the way we read and write, and words are just spells. I see them like a wizard, not the fairy tale wizard, but the real one in history. So try to see things as Isaac Newton saw them when he wrote his work, Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy, where he writes all his math that people can learn to use and maybe even think they understand it. But if that were true, the science of this day and age would be different. The Newtonian universe would be mainstream science, and not the godless dynamic universe, for one thing. In order for you to understand what Newton was thinking, you would have to think like him. And he was an Aspie. And he was a person who had a hard time communicating with neurotypicals in a way to explain what the light is. And I am not much different. Because being an Aspie is the only way I can tell you how I came to the conclusions I did at the end of this document. And like Newton, I have a tendency to tell people the truth, even if that means telling them they are stupid for thinking the way they do, or stating the fact that he's more intelligent than they are, or having meltdowns that most NTs view as a tantrum. So never get in my face and disagree with me unless you want to fight, because that is what might happen, and why I do not like to be around stupid people, and why, like Newton, I call people stupid and treat them like they are stupid. But that was also why Newton would find himself teaching a room without students. So I must change my ways if I want to have students listen to me. So I will only call sheep stupid. So pay attention to the spells I use. The U spell, Y-E-W, comes from the concept that U, E-W-E, which are female sheep, eat a U-Y-E-W tree called Taxus, T-A-X-U-S. They then defecate the U-Y-E-W. So that U-Y-E-W is reference to what U-Y-E-W have for brains. So if I call U-Y-E-W stupid, I am obviously referring to sheep shit for brains. So do not get offended with my way of dealing with my Aspie emotions, because all the wizards had them. Most dissertations I have read are very dry. They tell nothing about the author, other than their name, which is only as a reference. But the word knowledge is defined as facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education, the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject. And it's that first part about facts, which I will make clear, and information which can include details about how you came to think about the subject, what frame of mind I was in, and what influenced my decisions. But it also has to relate to the subject, which is what the universe is all about, which will prove that energy is static in the universe, because the principles of a trinary universe is too large of a concept to try to prove in over 355 pages. And number the changes as I work on this document, to make it more understandable to everyone that reads it. So I will only try to prove a part of it, and just throw in the fundamental principles of how the trinary universe works as supporting information. Also, I will try not to give theories, because theories are ideas that cannot be proven at this time, and it could mean they never will be proven. So, people think they are true by default, like the Big Bang Theory, the stupidest idea of all time. And its logic is so stupid that it defies the laws of physics. It is now considered science, because no one could come up with a better idea. And that is not science. It's stupid. And like Newton, I only write things I can prove to myself. And only sheep are stupid. Ideas and theories are just things that people come up with to explain things they do not understand. So calling them stupid is technically correct, but politically incorrect. So I apologize for whatever I said that offended anyone that reads this right now. It's not my intent to put anyone's work down. I just want to point out the fallacy of believing that these theories are facts, or could ever become facts, because no matter how I word it, that is the very definition of the word stupid, which is defined as lacking intelligence or common sense, because the word theory means an idea that is suggested or presented as possibly true, but that is not known or proven to be true. So it's stupid to believe in theories, and that is a fact. So now we can talk about his story.